有一首赞美诗提到说，有主耶稣的同在就是神国。
And there's a hymn that says, because he lives, God is near.
我们每一天都有神的同在。
And every day God is with us.
我们每一天都应该是生活在神国里头。
And our lives should be in God.
我们是不是常常觉得我生活在神国里头？
And do we think that our lives are in God?
有时候我们觉得好像没有。
Sometimes we may think not.
所以今天我的题目是不要忘记了主就近我们。
And our topic today is going to be never forget God is near.
真的有时候我们会以为神没有跟我们同在。
And sometimes in reality we think that God is not with us.
我们请看路加福音二十四章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章十五节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 14.
十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节正谈论正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。
Verse 15. So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
这是主耶稣他复活之后有一次他向两个人来显现。
And this is after Jesus resurrected that he appeared to two people.
这两个人正离开耶路撒冷。
And these two people had just left Jerusalem.
因为主耶稣已经被钉死在十字架上了。
Because Jesus was already crucified on the cross.
他们并没有看到他们想要看到的神迹。
And they did not see the miracle that they wanted to see.
他们或许本来不相信耶稣就这样子的被钉死在十字架上。
And moreover, they did not want to believe that he was just crucified on the cross.
但是事实告诉他们，耶稣真的死在十字架上。
But in reality, Jesus really did die on the cross.
虽然耶稣已经有告诉过他们，三天后他要复活。
Even though Jesus told them 3 days after he would resurrect.
但是这样的事情是在人的生活当中不曾发生过的，也不会发生的。
But in this kind of situation, a normal person's life, it would not happen.
所以他们就认定耶稣已经死了。
So they were very convinced that Jesus was already dead.
所以他们很灰心丧志的要离开这个耶路撒冷。
So they were very sorrowful and heavy-hearted to leave Jerusalem.
他们可能还在谈论着这件事情。
Perhaps they were still conversing about this situation.
这个有能力的主耶稣为什么就这样子被钉死在十字架上。
Why is this all-powerful Jesus able to be just crucified on the cross?
从今以后我们的日子要怎么过？
So how will our lives go on from this point on?
本来主耶稣是他们生活的中心。
From before, Jesus was the center of their lives.
他们跟随着主耶稣。
They followed Jesus Christ.
他们觉得有一个非常光明的前景前途。
And there was a very bright future ahead of them.
但是现在这一切都没有了。
But now that's all gone.
其实就在这个时候主耶稣就近他们，跟他们同行。
But at this point, Jesus appeared to them and conversed with them.
他们内心里头根本没有主耶稣复活的这一件事情。
In their hearts, they did not even have the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣不但跟他们同行，也跟他们讲话。
But not only that Jesus Christ was with them, he also conversed with them.
他们一直没有察觉到、发觉说这就是主耶稣。
They did not realize this was Jesus Christ.
我们再请看三十一节。
Let's look at verse 31.
三十一节，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然，耶稣不见了。
Verse 31. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight.
结果到最后他们眼睛才亮了，才发现说原来主耶稣 就跟我们同行，而且跟我们谈话。
It was only until the end that their eyes were open that they realized Jesus was with them and they were talking to him.
是的，在我们的生活当中，我们或多或少会有一些疑惑会有一些的甚至不信。
And in our lives, we might have some periods of unbelief.
所以呢我们就没有一直以为说主耶稣是跟我同在的。
So, therefore, we will not always think that Jesus is always with us.
不要忘记，主耶稣他其实一直在我们的生活当中。
But in reality, Jesus is always in our lives.
那种很小的小孩通常 父母亲一定要在他们看得见的范围以内。
And for little children, their parents must always be in their sight.
这样子，这种小孩他才会有安全感。
So then this way the child will feel very secure.
有些小孩子对这个是很敏感的。
And some children are very sensitive to this.
一看不到父母亲，他马上第一个反应就是叫妈妈，然后就是哭。
And for some children, as soon as they do not see their parents, they will call for their mom and then call for their mom.
有时候只听到妈妈说妈妈在这里还不够。
And sometimes if they hear their mom say their mom is here, it's not enough.
要看到爸爸妈妈他才不哭了。
The child must see their parents for him not to cry.
这个就是小孩子所需要的安全感。
This is the need of a child's security.
今天我们生活当中是的安全是一个很重要的项目。
In our lives, security is a very important factor.
我们有没有安全感？
Do we have any security?
我们应该是很有安全感的。
We should have a lot of security.
因为主耶稣就在我们的生活当中。
Because God is in our lives.
我们的天父真神就在我们的生活当中。
Our Heavenly Father is among us.
那天父真神在我们的生活当中，那我们应该怎么来面对我们的生活？
So with the Heavenly Father in our lives, how should we approach our life?
让我们的生活真的是总是充满着平安。
Our life must be filled with peace.
第一个，我们总是能够将我们的难题来呈现在主耶稣的面前。
So we must put our difficulties before Christ.
有时候我们不太愿意跟我们生活的难题跟人家讲。
Sometimes we're not willing to share our difficulties with other people.
我们觉得别人可不了解。
We might think other people do not understand.
我们觉得别人根本帮不了我们的忙。
And we may think people cannot help us.
那又何必跟人家讲呢？
So there's no point in telling other people.
但是我们可以跟主耶稣讲。
But we can tell Jesus Christ.
请看马太福音二十七章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音二十七章四十六节。
Matthew chapter 27, verse 46.
四十六节，耶在伸出，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼。”就是说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
Verse 46.And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我们都知道主耶稣被钉十字架的这一段过程。
We know the process of Jesus' crucifixion.
这是主耶稣在十字架上的一个呼求。
This is the cry of Jesus Christ.
这是很深很重的一个呼求。
This is a very deep cry.
他所遭遇他所经历的是那么的深，那么的重。
Whatever he experienced was that deep and heavy.
当我们生活困难不顺利的时候，我们常常说我在很深的黑暗里头。
So a lot of times when our lives are not going smoothly, we will say we are in our deepest period, darkest period.
我们会告诉我们自己，是的，我现在非常的非常的低沉，非常的沮丧。
We will tell ourselves we are at our lowest point.
我们会以为说我现在所遭遇的是最严重的，所以没有一个人能够了解我，能够帮助我。
What we will say to ourselves that we are experiencing the worst thing possible and no one will understand.
但是我们从主耶稣的呼求里头，我们就知道主耶稣他尝过那个最深、最重的、最深层、最重的那一种很负面的遭遇。
So we look at Jesus Christ's crying, we can see that his pain surpasses all of the darkest moments that we have.
那既然我们都是基督徒，是的，在怀疑当中，我们还是会呼求。
So as Christians, even though we may doubt, we will also cry out.
我们总是会向主耶稣来呼求。
We will ask deeply to Jesus Christ.
虽然不是那么完美的一种呼求。
It may not be a perfect cry.
但是我们的方向是对的。
But our direction is correct.
我们呼求的对象是爱我们的主耶稣。
Our direction is toward our Jesus Christ.
虽然有一点怀疑，甚至不信，但是方向是对的。
Even though we may have doubts and sometimes we may not believe, our direction is correct.
我们也都知道主耶稣他就怜悯我们。
And we know Jesus Christ has mercy on us.
主耶稣的 知道跟帮助跟一般的世人是大大的不一样。
So Jesus' help and assistance is a lot more different than the help that other people can give us.
或许我们也曾经在困难当中找过这些所谓的辅导专家。
And maybe in our difficulties, we have seek professionals to help us.
这些辅导专家会问我们很多问题。
And these professionals may ask us a lot of questions.
他们尝试的来认识我们的遭遇。
And they'll take time to realize what our needs are.
然后根据我们对他所说的，他就开始来做一些分析。
And according to what we tell them, he will start doing some hypotheses.
然后他可能给我们一些建议。
And they might give us some opinions.
他不会跟我们讲，答案就是这样子。
They will not tell us this is the answer.
他会说，这些是给你参考，你自己做决定，你要怎么做。
He will say these are for your consideration, but you must make the decision.
这是他一个专业人员，他应该有的态度。
This is a professional's attitude.
那也的确是这样，因为他也是人，所以呢，他不是答案。
After all, they are human, so they are not the answer either.
但是对需要被帮助的人，有时候会觉得有点灰心。
So sometimes, the people that seek help are also doubtful.
觉得很失望。
And sometimes they are very disappointed.
这个通常都要花钱的。我花了钱就是要得到答案，你竟然叫我自己决定。
And we have to spend money, so why can't you give me the answer?
是的，朋友也常常会很同情我们。
And a lot of times our friends give us sympathy.
但是我们也知道，日子久了，我们的朋友会刻意的躲避我们。
So after a while of time, our friends may try to avoid us.
是的，我们的家人也会非常怜悯我们所遭遇的事情。
And of course, our families will show us mercy to what we are experiencing.
是的，我们的家人也常常会伸出帮助我们的手。
And of course, our families will lend us a helping hand.
但是我们的家人常常他愿意帮助我们，但是他不愿意听我们重复再讲我们的遭遇、我们的事情。
So our families, even though they may be willing to help us, they may not always be willing to listen to our complaints.
对。我们的家人不喜欢听我们一再的 complain.
Yes, it's true. Our families don't like us hear us complain.
但是我们的主耶稣不是这样子。
But our Jesus Christ is not like that.
他不会计较我们对他的埋怨。
He will not complain to our complaints to him.
他有时候真的就是安静的来听我们说，来看我们做。
So sometimes he really does silently listen and watches us what we do.
所以我们有难题，我们应该来告诉我们的主耶稣。
So if we have any difficulties, we should tell Jesus Christ.
我们请看撒母耳记上二十章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 20.
路加福音提到的那两个人，当主耶稣向他们显现的时候，主耶稣知道他们还没有相信耶稣复活这件事情。
So back in Luke, when Jesus appeared to those two people, he already knew that they did not believe.
但是主耶稣没有责备他们。
But Jesus did not rebuke them.
他们在谈论着让他们觉得很失望的事情。
And they were talking about something that made them very disappointed.
那主耶稣跟他们谈话，主耶稣带给他们希望，带给他们力量。
So during their conversation, Jesus gave them hope and strength.
撒母耳记上二十章第三节。
First Samuel chapter 20 verse 3.
第三节，大卫又启示说：“你父亲准知道我在你眼前蒙恩。他心里说：不如叫耶拿单不如不叫耶拿单知道，恐怕他愁烦。我指着永生的主，又在敢在你面前起誓，我离死不过一步。”
Verse 3, then David took an oath again and said, Your father certainly knows that I have found favor in your eyes. And he has said, Do not let Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, there is but a step between me and death.
在这段时间里头，真的大卫常常受到生命的威胁。
So during this period of time, David experienced dangers in his life.
因为扫罗王要杀他，甚至带着军队要抓他。
Because King Saul wanted to kill him and sent people after him.
啊，这里大卫对他的好朋友约拿单说：“我离死只不过一步。”
And over here, David says to Jonathan, "I cannot."
最后一句话，我离死不过一步。
But a step between me and death.
啊，看起来是他对约拿单讲。
It looks like he's talking for Jonathan.
啊，事实上他也是在对神讲。
But in reality, he's also talking to God.
啊，他在担忧自己的生命。
Because he's worrying about his own life.
啊，神已经叫撒母耳先知高立的大卫，说他将来要当王。
And the prophet Samuel already prophesied that he will be king.
啊，神，你说我将来要当王，但是我现在生命有危险。
God, you say I'm going to be king, but my life is in danger right now.
哦，所以每次大卫在讲这样的事情，啊，他一方面在对神讲，一方面有一点对神埋怨，你怎么没有保护我？
So during this conversation, David is also complaining to God, "Why aren't you helping me?"
哦，他不但对别人讲，他也常常对自己这么讲。
So he's not only to talking to other people this way, but to himself this way.
我们请看二十七章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 27, verse 1.
撒母耳记上二十七章第一节。
27 verse 1.
第一节，大卫心里说：“必有一日，我死在扫罗手里，啊，不如逃奔非利士地去。扫罗见我不在以色列境内，就必绝望，不再寻索我，这样我可以脱离他的手。”
Verse 1. And David said to his heart, "Now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There's nothing better than for me.Should I speedily escape the land of the Philistines? And Saul despaired me to seek me anymore as part of Israel, so I shall escape out of his hand."
大卫也对自己这么讲，啊，我实在很危险，有一天我一定会被杀死。
David tells himself, "I'm in grave danger right now. One day I will be killed."
啊，所以他对约拿单讲，神知道；他对自己讲，神也知道。
So when he was talking to Jonathan, God knew. When he was talking to himself, God knew as well.
那一方面，其实他也是在对神呼求。
And another perspective, he's also crying out to God.
所以一件事情常常不是只有单一的原因。
So for the situation, there's not always one reason.
一个动作里头可能包含着几个不同的意思在里头。
So one action could have many meanings.
我们不能够只说大卫只是在那里埋怨。
So we cannot say David is only...Just they're complaining.
其实一方面他也是继续的在求神能够保护他。
In another perspective, David is repeatedly requesting God to protect him.
神看到全部。
God sees all.
如果是人的话，
If it was just a regular person,
我可能会对大卫讲，你怎么一天到晚在埋怨你有生命的危险？
Why are you complaining every day that your life is in danger?
很危险，但是你现在不是还活着吗？
You might be in danger, but you're still alive.
我不是每一次都保护了你吗？
Don't I always protect you?
还好，神跟我不，神跟我是不一样的。
So thank God that I'm not, God and I are different.
神他不会去责备，我们对他的怀疑或者埋怨。
God will not rebuke us for doubting him or complaining to him.
他总是看到最好的一面，我们正在危险中，我们正在困难中，我们也正在向他呼求。
So in our difficult situations, we should still cry out to him.
神就在我们的生活当中。
So God is among our lives.
所以我们要常常告诉自己，神他很关心我。
So we must tell ourselves God cares about us.
神正在听我对他讲话。
God is listening to me talking to him.
神也正在对我讲话。
God is talking to me also.
我们请看马太福音第六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章第六节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 6.
第六节，你祷告的时候要进入你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Verse 6, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you should have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in a secret place.
这是主耶稣对我们祷告的勉励。
So this is Jesus Christ's encouragement to us during prayer.
有一些时候我们所做的事情，我们希望越多人知道越好。
Sometimes we may think, we want people to know what we do.
那在这里主耶稣告诉我们说，有些时候祷告是很个别的，我们个人跟神之间的的这种关系。
So over here says, prayer is something very personal. It's our relationship between us and God.
我们常常怕没有人知道。
We're afraid that nobody knows.
我们自己一个在祷告，没有人知道。
Praying alone, nobody will know.
到底我们祷告最重要的是要让谁知道
？So the most important thing is who should we let our prayer be known to?
我们祷告的时候，我们一开始我们是怎么说的？祷告的第一句话我们是怎么讲的
？So our first word in our prayer, what should we say?
我们不是说奉主耶稣的圣名祷告吗
？Do we not say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray?
是的，我们的祷告是向主耶稣。我们祷告的对象是主耶稣。
So the person we are praying to is Jesus Christ.
所以有些时候真的不需要很多的人知道。
So in a lot of times we do not need to let a lot of people know.
只有主耶稣知道我们的祷告，这就够了。
So as long as Jesus Christ knows our prayer, that is enough.
所以主耶稣说，你祷告，你在暗中的父。
So Jesus Christ says, go into a secret place to pray.
在暗中，是的，神是灵，不是我们肉眼所看得见的。
So God is a spirit; it's not something we can see.
所以对我们来讲，神好像是在暗中，因为我们看不见。
A lot of times God is in the darkness because we cannot see Him.
但是在这里，主耶稣给我们百分之百的保证。
But over here, God gives us 100% assurance.
纵然你觉得天父是在暗中，但是暗中的父查看，必然报答你。
But so sometimes we may think that God, we cannot see God because He's in darkness, but He will always reply to us.
他正在听，他也正在回答我们。
Because He is listening, and then He will reply to us.
甚至我们有祷告，但是我们是把心门关着。
Even though we're praying, our hearts are closed.
所以我们才会说，神正在叩门，也在正在向我们对我们的心门来叩门。
So we can say that God is knocking on the door of our hearts.
我们必须提醒自己。不要忘记了，神就在我们的生活当中。
So we must remind ourselves, God is among our lives.
我们有时候会觉得说，神，你好像缺席了。
So sometimes we may say, God, you've disappeared.
不是神缺席，常常是我们自己很麻木。
So a lot of times it's not God has disappeared, it's that we're numb.
我们请看马太福音二十八章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章二十节
Matthew chapter 28 verse 20
二十节凡我所吩咐你们的都要教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
Verse 20 Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you and lo I am with you always even to the end of age Amen
我相信我们都很努力的在学习道理遵守神的教训
So I strongly believe that when we're learning the words we try to keep God's commandments
在这里主耶稣也是给我们百分之百的应许。
So over here, Jesus Christ gives us 100% encouragement.
当我们很努力的在遵守神的教训，主耶稣说，我就常与你们的同在，直到世界的末了。
So when we're diligently learning his words, he will be with us.
我们都很努力在遵守神的教训。
So we are diligently trying to keep God's teachings.
所以不要忘记了。照主耶稣所说的，他要跟我们同在，直到世界的末了。
So do not forget that he will always be with us until the end of the world.
所以不是主耶稣缺席，是我们自己很麻木。
So it's not that God disappeared, we're just numb.
我们再请看希伯来书十三章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5.
第五节，你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说：“我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。”
Verse 5, Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
第六节，所以我们可以放胆说：“主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？”
Verse 6, So we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?
我们应该是很有安全感的。
So we should have a lot of security.
就好像小孩子张望一下啊，爸爸就在这里。
So the child may just worry for a bit and then realize the parent is just right there.
在生活当中我们张望一下啊，主耶稣跟我同在。
So if we do the same thing, we'll realize Jesus is with us.
但是有时候我们觉得说啊，我的环境太恶劣了。
But we may realize our environment is too evil.
主耶稣可能没有在这里。
Jesus Christ may not be with us.
对主耶稣来讲，没有什么太黑暗、太吵杂的地方。
So to Jesus Christ, there is no place too noisy or too evil.
对主耶稣来讲，没有那个所谓的太严。
So there's nothing too much for Jesus Christ.
有时候我们觉得外出的儿女觉得啊，爸爸妈妈远在天边。
So sometimes, for children, they may just put their parents aside.
不是哈，因为他们离开家很远，所以他们觉得说父母亲帮不到我。
So the children may think, when they're away, their parents cannot help them because they're so far away.
也就是所以我们的孩子在高中快要进入大学的时候，我们也会开始来锻炼他们能够独立一点。
So when our children are graduating high school and going to college, we try to teach them to be independent.
真的，他们常常会觉得哇，父母好严。
And they will think, wow, my parents are so strict.
但是神永远不会太严。
But God will never be too strict.
因为他总是在我们的生活当中。
Because he will always be in our lives.
那所以我们要常常告诉自己。
So we must always tell ourselves.
主耶稣就在我们的生活当中，他正要来帮忙我。
Jesus Christ is in our lives and he will help us.
我们请参考罗马书第八章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章三十一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
罗马书八章三十一节。
Romans 8:31.
三十一节，既然是这样，还有什么话，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
是的，神就在我们的生活当中，他正在帮助我们。
Yes, God is with us and He's helping us in our lives.
是的，我们每一个人所遭遇到的问题可能都不太一样。
Yes, all our problems may be different.
我对你的问题可能很不了解。
Yes, I may not understand what you are going through right now.
甚至我可能对你这个人就已经很陌生。
And after all, I may be very unfamiliar with you at the beginning.
我既然不认识你，我更不懂得你的问题。
Moreover, even though I don't know you, I still don't know what you're going through.
但是我们必须要知道，所有的问题对主耶稣来讲，他并不陌生。
So we must realize that any problem to Jesus Christ is not unfamiliar.
有时候我们还会提醒别人：“我这样讲，你懂吗？”
And so we do not need to remind them. If I speak like this, will you understand?
我们对父母亲讲：“爸爸妈妈，你知道我现在多难过吗？”
If we talk to our parents, mom and dad, do you know how sorrowful I am right now?
是的，很多人对我们的问题是很陌生的。
Yes, in reality, people are unfamiliar with what we go through.
也因为这样子，我们常常会觉得很不高兴，很生气。
And for this reason, we may be very unhappy and very sad.
我已经讲了这么多，讲了这么清楚的，你们怎么还不知道？
I've already said this very clearly, and you still don't understand.
是的，有好多的事情就发生在我们的生活里头。
So a lot of things happen in our lives.
医生突然给我们一个诊断，你什么？你的什么指数比较高了。
And the doctor may give us a diagnosis saying, oh, these are your readings.
突然接到一张已经有点忘了的账单，哎呀，又要来要钱了。
And we may receive a bill and we may think, great, we need to spend more money.
没有想到的事情怎么就无缘无故的就发生了。
And some things that we may not think about has already happened.
有时候我们连自己所遇到的事情我们都很陌生，都不明白。
And sometimes a lot of the things we encounter, we are already unfamiliar with.
所以真的，我们的心怎么能够安静的下来
？And how are we able to calm down our hearts?
总是多多少少有一些的觉得不公平，或者觉得很不满。
Sometimes we may think some things are unfair and we're very unsatisfied.
我们请看《传道书》第一章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 9.
第九节，已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行，日光下并无新事。
Verse 9, that which has been is what will be, that which is done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun.
这一方面在讲到我们人世间的生活。
This talks about our human lives.
其实从古至今，很多事情其实是没有改变的。
So from during the biblical times, nothing much has changed.
人性没有什么改变。
Humans have not changed much.
人的 human nature.
Human nature has not changed much.
人性里头有正面有负面。
And the human nature has a front side and a back side.
每个人生来就带着或多或少的罪性。
Everyone has a sinful nature.
这个基本上不是没有改变的。
This has not changed much.
只是做出来的正面或负面的事情有一点不太一样而已。
Just saying the things that happen in the front and the back do not really have changed a little bit.
你知道过去的坏人所做的事情，基于你的公义，你会相当的愤怒。
So the bad things that have happened to us will cause distress to us.
今天的坏人所做的坏事，你同样的你公义的心会觉得很愤怒。
So if someone bad offends you, you will also be burdened.
过去的人，今天的人，他们所做的坏事可能形式不太一样。
So the people in the past and the present, what they have done may have not been the same.
但是你的感觉是一样的，非常的愤怒。
But the feeling is the same. We feel very distressed.
这些坏人为什么会做出这些事来？
These bad people, why do they do such things?
因为他们没有去胜过他们里头的那一个负面。
Because they have not considered what goes on in the back of their head.
所以这里说天底下没有什么新事。
So over here it says there's nothing new under the sun.
另外这也告诉我们在神来看没有什么新事。
And it says all over here to God there's also nothing new.
我们以为说我这个问题是最特别的。
We may think our problem is very special.
我的遭遇没有太多人跟我同样这么惨的遭遇。
So we may think there's no other people that have experienced what I've experienced.
但是主耶稣说这不是新的问题。
But Jesus Christ said this is nothing new.
但是对每一个人，我可以给你们新的答案。
But to every individual, I can give you an individual answer.
请看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9.
第九节就好像圣经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love Him.
保罗引用这句话在来讲这个救恩。
Paul uses this phrase to talk about salvation.
这个救恩是真的，不是这些犹太人或者非犹太人他们曾经所想过的。
So, this salvation is something the Jews may or may not have thought of.
这个天父真神他所准备的救恩，是人的眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过，心没有想过的。
So what God has prepared is eyes have not seen, ears nor have heard, or has entered the heart of man.
一个被钉死在十字架上的人，他是给我们救恩。
Someone that has been crucified on the cross can give us salvation.
这个真的超过了人过去的想象。
This surpasses what we can imagine.
除了救恩之外，神要给我们的许许多多的事情。就像这个经节所说的
，Other than salvation, God can give us whatever this verse says.
我们的问题不是新的，但是我们可以得到的答案，对我们来讲是新的。
Our problems are not new, but the answers we get can be new.
跟我们的朋友给我们的建议不一样。
It can be different from our friends' opinions to us.
跟你所找的辅导专家给你的建议也不一样。
So it can also be different from a professional guidance counselor.
所以在信仰的道路上面，我们也常常说：“神啊，真伟大，真奇妙。”
So on the path of faith, we will realize God is great and very miraculous.
只要我们不要忽略了，不要忘记了，神就在我们的生活当中。
As long as we don't forget or neglect Him, God will always be in our lives.
那神给我们的帮助，我们刚才在希伯来书十三章第六节，我们有读到。
The help that God gives us was just in the book of Hebrews that we just read.
我们再看一下也好，希伯来书十三章第六节。
So let's look again, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6.
希伯来书十三章第六节
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 6
第六节所以我们可以放胆地说主是帮助我的我必不惧怕人能把我怎么样呢
So we may boldly say The Lord is my helper I will not fear What can man do to me
这个神的帮助是 这里不是过去式是现在式
So God's help over here is not past tense, but present tense.
就是现在简单式就是正在进行的将来也继续会这样子这是真理。
This means that this is currently happening now, and this is the truth.
也不用好像去医院你要先挂你要约时间去了还要排队。
So it's not like the hospital where you have to make an appointment and go check in and wait.
有时候我们到某些场所说时间已经到了你明天再来。
And sometimes they may say, the time is up, you might as well come tomorrow.
我们对主耶稣不用排队主耶稣也不会说明天再来。
And we do not need to get in a line to go see Jesus Christ, and he will not ask us to come back tomorrow.
我们再来看保罗他怎么讲。
Let's look at what Paul says.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章三十五节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 35.
35节，谁能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?
是的，没有任何的人事物可以让我们跟主耶稣的爱来。
So nothing material can separate us from the Lord.
是的，有时候别人刻意的要避开我们。
Sometimes people may want to avoid us.
别人可能不愿意跟我们打交道。
Other people may not be willing to be with us.
真的，有时候我们在人生的道路上面，真的是会很失败是会很。做错很大的事情。
So on our path of faith, we will also encounter failures and encounter many great situations.
甚至有人用更重的话说，我希望我的生活里头没有你这个人。
And sometimes people may say, I don't want this person in my life.
但是不要忘了，主耶稣就在我们的生活当中。
But don't forget, God is always with us.
主耶稣，他总是愿意的伸出他的手来搭我们一把。
Jesus Christ is willing to lend us a helping hand.
主耶稣总是愿意来告诉我们我们应该怎么做。
Jesus Christ is willing to tell us how we should do something.
这个神他造万物这个海也是他所造的。
This God has created everything, even the sea.
所以在好像大风浪的人生当中他知道他可以帮助我们。
So during the storms of our lives, we must realize He can help us.
他永远是守着他对我们的应许。
He will always keep His promises to us.
有一次彼得，他要像耶稣那样子走海面。
Once Peter was going toward Jesus Christ on the sea.
当然他求主耶稣让他能够这样子。
Of course, he asked Jesus Christ to allow him to do this.
主耶稣也让他走在海面上。
So Jesus Christ allowed him to walk on the sea.
他正走向主耶稣。
And he walked toward Jesus Christ.
他应该可以走到主耶稣那里。
Supposedly, he was able to walk all the way to Jesus Christ.
但是在这种很特别的状况之下。
In this special situation.
我们或许说从来也没有人在海面上走。
Never have we known that has someone been able to walk on the sea.
所以人性就出来了，开始怀疑。
So human nature starts to come out, and then they start to doubt.
我真的能够走海面吗？
Can I really walk on the sea?
啊，当然不行。
Of course not.
啊，是因为主耶稣让你走。
It's because Jesus Christ allowed me to do so.
哦，但是我们会忘了这个。
But we always forget this.
好，我们就会开始想，我真的能够走海面吗？
We may think, can I really walk on the sea?
啊，然后又看看旁边，哇，风浪这么大。
And we may look at our surrounding areas, the waves are very big.
啊，所以圣经说彼得就要沉下去了。
So Peter sank.
但是他大声地喊说，主啊，救我。
But he loudly shouted, Jesus, save me.
主耶稣就拉他一把。
And Jesus pulled him up.
啊，主耶稣救了他，才对他说，小信的人为什么怀疑？
And Jesus, after he saved him, he said, you have little faith.
啊，如果是我的话，让你吃几口海水，再把你拉上来。
If it was my decision, I'd let him drink a couple sips of sea water.
以后再怀疑我，你好胆。
Doubt me again and see what happens.
但是神不是这样子。
But God is not like this.
我们要常常告诉自己。
We must always tell ourselves.
无论如何，他仍然在我们的当中。
No matter what, he is always among us.
就好像我们的父母亲看我们在比赛的时候，就站在旁边，在那边鼓掌啊，加油。
It's like our parents when we are in a competition, they're on the sidelines cheering us on.
在那边喊着我们的名字。
And they're on the side cheering our name.
当然，在比赛的紧张当中，我们根本没有听到。
So of course, in our competition, we will not be able to notice this.
但是父母亲不会觉得说你听不到，他就没有喊。
But the parents will not think just because you don't hear them, they will not cheer.
因为父母亲爱我们。
Because our parents love us.
因为父母亲以我们为骄傲。
Because our parents are proud of us.
神的心也正是这样子，比这样还大。
God's heart is like this. In fact, it's even greater.
所以是的，肉眼看不到他。
Of course, we are not able to see him.
但是他总是牵着我们。
But he is holding our hand.
他甚至抱着我们。
He is holding us.
或许我们现在有病痛。
Maybe we're going through some difficulties right now.
或许我们正面临着即将要让我们很忧心的失败。
Maybe we're close to a very great failure.
甚至我们或许面临着死亡的威胁。
Maybe we're in danger of death.
我们要放弃吗？
Are we going to give up?
我们需要爱吗？
Do we need love?
是的。主耶稣爱我们。
Yes, we do, and Jesus Christ loves us.
是的，主耶稣他一直跟我们同在。
Yes, Jesus Christ is always with us.
在最不好的状况里头，主耶稣一定会这样给我们这样的一句话。
In the worst situation, Jesus will say like this.
我们请看以赛亚书四十一章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 41.
以赛亚书四十一章
Isaiah 41,
第十节
Verse 10
第十节你不要害怕因为我与你同在不要惊慌因为我是你的神我必坚固你我必帮助你我必用我公义的右手扶持你
Verse 10 Fear not for I am with you Be not dismayed for I am your God I will strengthen you Yes I will keep youI will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
这句话是神对你对我所说的。
This phrase is directed to you and me by God.
在别人眼中，我们都不是什么特别的人物。
In other people's eyes, we are not that special.
但是我们必须知道，现在在神的眼中，我们是他的特别。
But we must know in God's eyes, we are very special.
好，所以我们常常提醒自己，他已经。为我们做了很多我们所没有想过的。
So we must remind ourselves, God has done many things for us already.
我们提醒自己，将来、现在、将来，他仍然在为我们做很多我们所没有想过的。
And we must remind ourselves, He will continue to do many things for us in the future.
找时间看看这个大自然。
So just look at the nature.
他有这多少的伟大、奇妙跟爱。充满在这个自然界里头。
There's so much mystery and love filled in this nature.
我们都是神眼中的特别。
So in God's eyes, we are all very special.
马太福音五章第三节说：“虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 3, God says, "Blessed those who are weak in heart, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
只要我们存着一个谦卑的心，在神的面前。
As long as we have a humble heart in front of God,
主耶稣说天国就是你们的，神国就是你们的。
The heavenly kingdom is yours.
神的国就是神同在的地方。
The heavenly kingdom is where God is.
神的国就是神的恩典能力彰显的地方。
So heavenly kingdom is the place filled with his blessings.
神就在我们的生活当中。
So God is among our lives.
我们要努力的来成为神的国。
We must persevere to be with God.
虚心的人有福了，天国是他们的。
So those who are meek in heart also have the kingdom of heaven.
唱诗243首。
Let's sing hymn 243. Please be seated.
我们要一起来做结束的祷告。
So now we're going to do a concluding prayer.
就像主耶稣所说的，天父在暗中，他会回报我们的祷告。
So it's like Jesus said, even though in darkness, he'll still reply to our prayers.
有一个谦卑的心，我们就要得着神的国。
So with a humble heart, we must seek his kingdom.
有一个谦卑的心，我们每一个个人都是神的国。
So with a humble heart,All of us are the kingdom of heaven.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
If you wish to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
我们一起用一个谦卑的心，我们来向神祷告。
Let's use a humble heart to pray to God.
愿他的圣灵来赏赐我们。
And may His Holy Spirit bless us.
愿他的圣灵充满我们。
And may His Holy Spirit fill us.
愿他的平安、恩典、福气充满我们。
And may his peace and blessings be upon us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.